Verse 17, he came down with them and stood in the plain. Probably I ought to read quite a bit of this, and I'll continue to read beginning here at verse 17. He came down with them and stood in the plain, and the company of his disciples and a great multitude of people out of all Judea and Jerusalem and from the seacoast of Tyre and Sidon, which came to hear him and to be healed of their diseases, and they that were vexed with unclean spirits, and they were healed. The whole multitude sought to touch him, for there went virtue out of him and healed them all. Notice, multitudes were healed, friends. Literally thousands of people were healed. It's quite interesting to me, with all of the fol-de-rol that we've had in Southern California for 20 years, while I was pastor of the Church of the Open Door, I offered $100 to anyone who would come forward and prove that they had been healed by a faith healer. And may I say to you, I've had several that came down through the years, not necessarily to ask for it. Most of them felt sorry for me. They just wanted to prove to me they'd been healed. And did you know there was not a one out of the list? Never had a one. You'd think one would have been able to prove something, and I very frankly thought we might get a psychological healing out of the list. But we didn't get any. The very interesting thing is that in our Lord's day, there were literally thousands of people that had actually, literally, really been healed. And there was none of the hocus-pocus, acracadabra that went on about it. No healing lines, no business of slapping this one and patting this one and having them fall backwards and forwards or upside down or stand on their head. They just didn't have to do anything. Our Lord even healed them at a distance. I wish some of these modern healers would start healing them at a distance. That'd be pretty good, too, by the way. They could empty the hospitals if they could do that. May I say to you, our Lord in his day, he did it, my friends, and did it actually. And Dr. Luke records it. And I'd, of course, always ask for the doctor's statement. That was interesting, the different ones that called for it. One man, he was insistent that he should have the $100, and I asked him, well, bring forth your proof. You know what his proof was? His mother had been healed about, oh, I guess 50 years before that, way back in Indiana. And I said, well, was there a doctor that examined her before and afterward? And he said, yes. Well, I said, let's get the statement of the doctor. And the doctor had been dead nearly 50 years himself. May I say to you, friends, our Lord didn't heal like that. They were genuine healings. They actually took place. Now, don't tell me I don't believe in divine healing. I believe in divine healing, but take it to the great physician. I find out that he's the best doctor that there is. And he doesn't send a bill to you, by the way. And you don't have to be on Medicare to get him to take your case.